From adolescence to menopause, most women have to deal with a monthly reality, their periods. It can be messy, painful, and expensive. The cost of tampons, pads, and menstrual cups can add up. In Georgia, women and their families also pay sales tax on those products. But some women are hoping to change that. The halls of Marietta High School are packed. Students are going to lunch or class. They've got exams, projects, plenty to worry about. Some have one more concern.
I'll come to school and then I'll feel a little something and I'm like, oh, it's that time of the month.
Even if senior Gemma K. James doesn't have supplies on her, it's okay. Teachers have them.
I don't really have to worry about rushing home or having to run to CVS to buy those products.
That's a good thing, she says, especially because for some students, running out to buy tampons isn't just inconvenient. It's too expensive.
I'm lucky I come from a financially stable family, so I never have to worry about it because I can always call my mom and say, hey, can you buy me some pads? But I have friends who that isn't really an option.
We know that some of our young ladies don't have access to feminine care.
Rona Roberts directs Marietta High School's Student Life Center, including the program that provides menstrual products. Most schools in Georgia don't have a program like this. In 2 decades working in schools, Roberts says girls have often told her they're reusing pads and tampons or not changing them for a simple reason.
They don't have the money to buy the products. And if you put a tax on the products, then that compounds the issue.
Like most states, Georgia does have a tax, the 4% state sales tax plus local taxes in some places. 4 states, including Florida, have lifted their tax in the last 2 years. I paid Georgia's tax a few days ago, buying tampons and pads at a Target in Savannah.
Remember to grab your receipt. Thanks. See you again soon.
And let's take a look at that receipt. Uh-huh. Subtotal $10.98. Georgia tax 7%. 77 cents, bringing the total to $11.75 for those 2 items. That doesn't sound like a lot if you can afford it, but Mia Mance with the Junior League of Savannah says it adds up.
You literally have your period for over 2,000 days of your life. And in the state of Georgia right now, we are charged at a 4% tax on an essential medical device.
The Junior League, along with several other women's groups, is leading the push to lift this tax. Medical devices like diabetes test strips are exempt from state and local sales taxes. A bill in the Georgia legislature would add menstrual products to that list. Representative Debbie Buckner is sponsoring the bill.
Women make up 2/3 of the minimum wage jobs in our state, and so they are having to pay taxes on something that other medical devices do not have a tax assessed on, and it's just a fairness issue, quite frankly.
The sales tax on menstrual products brings in about $9 million a year, according to the state's audit department. Buckner and her co-sponsors say they believe they can find a way to cover that tax revenue. Buckner says between a new governor and winter weather this week, the House is off to a slow start.
And now with the Super Bowl, which, by the way, is tax exempt, the tickets to that, just as an aside.
Once the Super Bowl is over, Buckner thinks the bill has a strong chance of passing. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.